Good day, everybody. Here's the latest at the Merck as we head into the late-day session on this Tuesday. With the push back above the 134.50 level in the March euro currency and Iran buying 3 million tons of Indian wheat, index-related fund buying looks to be pushing the grains to new daily highs as we head into the last part of the trading session, led by new three-week highs in the wheat. Corn has also been able to once again trade above its 650 channel resistance in the March contract. Thus, looking at the big picture as well, the Dow Jones UBS Commodity Index is up over 1% on the session, rising to its best level since October-November of last year. At the same time, gold also rallying today to its best level since the fall of last year, too. As for the beans, they are higher as well, but unlike the past 2.5 months, they're not the leader to the upside today. They are up 10 to 11 with the wheat, but in percentage terms, that's less than 1% on the day. A couple of issues may be holding back the beans for a change. First, the technicals are suggesting that the no bean dees corn ratio may be getting a little overdone. Second, the March delivery is right around the corner for the March futures. Expectations for soy oil deliveries are high, with heavy deliveries of over 11,000 contracts registered as of Monday night. Lastly, the weather on midday weather models looks a little more negative for the soy complex in relation to South America. Both northern Argentina and Rio Grande do Sul are slated to receive very nice rains between Wednesday and the weekend. The longer-term 6 to 10-day model is also calling for continued wet conditions for key growing areas of northern Argentina as well. As we head in the last half-hour trade, I suspect that the strength in the markets will hold unless the beans give way to profit-taking by longs due to either the midday weather updates or the return to negative price action in the soy oil. The dollar looks firmly entrenched in a downward swing. Plus, we have seen increases for precip for the Corn Belt east of the Mississippi in the updated 6 to 10-day forecast. This is Mike Susilo. Have a good day, everybody.